Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Monday afternoon. Nate and TD, Fridays during the 6 o'clock hour right here on 102.5, the game. And one of our guests last week called out our next guest, Nate Washington. Charlie Batch was on and said, I want to know what Nate Washington, what's his prediction for this game? Well, Nate made his prediction Friday during the 6 o'clock hour. And, Nate, I believe you picked the Titans to beat the Steelers, did you not? And has Charlie found out about this, and what did he think about your prediction?
Well, I don't think he's found. Well, if he has, I'm pretty sure when he talks to me, he'll definitely let me know. But, you know, this was a great, great game. You know, it went exactly the way I expected it to without the ending that I expected. You know, I knew that the Steelers would be, you know, hell bound on stopping the run game and the physical nature of the Titans, and it was going to be a hard first half of the Titans. I had an inclination that the Steelers would win the first half, but I was definitely relying on the Titans to make the push in the second half, as where they were on a lot of teams, to make that physical push and try to come out on the end as a game. But unfortunately, it just didn't pan out that way for the Titans, but definitely a great game and well-deserved of both teams.
Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown was out there 93% of the time when the Titans were on offense, and he obviously had a huge day against a very good Steelers defense. When you see A.J. Brown, Nate, what do you see through your wide receiver eyes?
Oh, man, the full package. You know, as a guy that played the position, you know, I wanted to go out there. I knew my thing was speed. You know, I knew my thing was route running. I had pretty good hands to catch the ball with my hands for a receiver. And, you know, there was a lot of things that I wish I could get better with. But, you know, a lot of things are just due to nature and God. You know, my size and those type of things that I would love to have, you know, those things just don't happen. But when you look at AJ, man, you see the full package. You know, you see the size. You see the ability to catch the ball. You see the speed is still there. The strength is there. You see a guy that isn't even at his full potential yet, you know. So every tool that he could possibly use and need is going to continue to grow in his package. This guy is definitely something that the Titans needed. Now, I'm not going to lie, you know, when we first drafted him over DK, I was like, you know, well, what's going on? Because there was such a huge hype about DK in the draft that year, especially with DK's size, you know. So there was some confusion for me personally, not, you know, really knowing. But seeing this guy play now, you know, I can understand completely why the Titans went the direction that they went when they drafted him.
Speaking of DK, did you ever run anybody down for about 90 yards and tackle him at the two like he did last night on Sunday Night Football? That was pretty darn impressive.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. In the NFL, it is definitely difficult, especially, you know, he's not chasing a linebacker or a
right.
defensive lineman. He was chasing, you know, a safety, a DB. You know, those guys are pretty fast, too. So to haul that guy down like he did, man, that's definitely impressive. I have nothing on my credentials of that in the NFL, but definitely in college, you know, I got a couple chase downs. But for DK to turn on that speed like he turned on and that determination to go make that play, it was definitely big for them because they ended up, you know, the defense stood up in that next drive and held them to no point. So that was definitely a big play for that team last night.
If Seattle would have pulled that game out, that would have been all everybody would be talking about today, how that play would have been so significant in the Seahawks' victory. But you know, it'll be shown in that room. You know how the room works. It'll be shown all week to his teammates going, this is how – you know, this is winning football right here. This is what a winning culture looks like. This is what guys do to try to win. And, you know, so he'll get the praise in-house for sure. So I want to ask you, you played football for a very long time. And whenever there's doubt about your kicker and you're not sure every time that he goes out there that you can count on him, and that seed of doubt is in everybody's mind, maybe they're not talking about it openly, but it's just there. What does that do to a room?
Well, let me be clear about this. You're completely right. You know, this subject may never be, you know, discussed verbally, but, you know, this is a concern. You know, you go out and you work hard at your individual position to make sure you put your team in play. And it is imperative to have trust in every single guy that puts on those pads with you. You know, that's the reason why a lot of teams become so tight, because we have so much trust in each other that it becomes family. Now, I don't want to create the depiction that, you know, now Steven Gostkowski is not family, but that's the type of trust that you must have in the guy that's going out with you, no matter if you're a receiver and he's a kicker, you're a linebacker and he's a right tackle, he's a center and you're a holder. It doesn't matter. You know, you have to have complete trust, because football is not the one-man sport where one man can go take over a game. You got a great receiver, you still need a quarterback, and then the quarterback still needs an offensive line. Like, it's all interchanging. There's not one position that's going to be greater than the other. And when you look at this type of situation, you know, there's going to be a huge concern when you don't have the dependability in your kicker, because a lot of these games, you know, come down to 1-2 points in the end. And those 1-2-3 points in the end are going to need to be, you know, secured by your security guy, your kicker. Unfortunately, you know, that's not the situation here with the Titans right now. Steven Gostkowski has had a wonderful career, you know. But as they say, it's what have you done for me lately? And I'm pretty sure that there is huge concern, not only from this coaching staff, but from these players about how they move forward, whether it's, you know, an adjustment that he can make, or in complete honesty, if this is a guy that they may need to replace, unfortunately. Because I think no matter how much you enjoy, you know, having family connection and family trust in a guy, at the end of the day, it's a business. It's a business, and the business is winning. And in order to get that done, when the Titans have been affected as they have been this season with the field goal kicking, this is definitely going to have to be something that they address.
We're talking to Nate Washington, former Titans wide receiver. Nate, your perspective could be really valuable here. We know that the issue for the Titans is third down. There's a lot of passing situations where they're not getting a lot of heat on the quarterback. What are you seeing in the coverages? You know, Ben Roethlisberger, he was getting the ball out quick. There wasn't a lot of time to get to him, but it seemed a little too easy at times for him to hit his man.
I agree with you. The one thing I see with the Titans defense right now is just they're trying to play safety ball, meaning they want to eliminate the big plays, but they're giving up a lot of smaller plays that are affecting the game in a major way. One play that I can definitely think about right now off the top of my head is the shallow drag to Juju Schuster in the last drive that they had. That, you know, Malcolm made the hit on, spin him in the air.
Right.
But that play in itself was significant for me because, you know, a lot of teams, even in that situation when he's been comfortable back there, you want to go with the package that's going to get pressure on the quarterback, which entails pretty much a man-to-man coverage. But in that specific situation, the Titans seem to be in a zone coverage. Not only were they in zone coverage, but they seem to be about 2 or 3 yards behind the first down yard marker, which means to me that they want to take away the big game, but they're going to give up the short game and rely on rallying and making the tackle. Well, they were so far back at that moment that he was still able to catch the shallow drag cleanly and still get the first down. Those type of things are significant for me because, you know, there are going to have to be plays that this team is going to have to trust and be able to go man-to-man, not only to get pressure on the quarterback, but to create different looks. And in those moments, you know, is this going to be the opportunity for the opposing team to create their big plays? And that's something that's definitely going to be addressed. I told, you know, Chase on Sunday postgame that, you know, for a Titans fan, you have to kind of be egregious to get a Dory back, but at the same time, you're happy about at least having a bullet like a Dory in your chamber that hasn't been shot yet, sort to say. He is going to definitely boost this pass defense. I think his ability to play man-to-man coverage, two-play man-to-man coverage in the slot is definitely going to help and boost this coverage out a lot and give these guys opportunity to make some plays on the ball. But as you look at this defense right now and the pass defense that they have, you know, not getting home consistently to the quarterback and playing soft defense in the back end, it's giving up a lot of short plays that are creating major havoc.
So do you think it's maybe just mixing in a little bit more of the press coverage where you're not giving the receiver that kind of cushion or free release off the line?
Well, here's the thing. You have to press, but, you know, you also have to work with what you have. And, you know, I'm not sure that there's complete confidence from the coaching staff in the secondary of press man-to-man coverage. You know, there's been some plays here throughout this season that unfortunately they've given up in a major way, you know, and I'm pretty sure I've said this on pretty much every interview that I've had that I'm good friends with at least three of those guys in that secondary, but they'll attest to it. You know, they aren't, you know, happy with their play right now because I know they expect more of themselves, and this just isn't, you know, significant to playing press man-to-man all the time. You have to play with what you're capable of doing. And I think they're trying to do their best in mixing it up. And their best card to play right now, unfortunately, is a soft man-to-man zone that will allow them to rally to the tackle instead of giving up the big play.
We're talking to Nate Washington, former Titans and Steelers wide receiver and co-host of Nate and TD Friday nights at 6 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So, Nate, what are you seeing that the opposing quarterbacks are doing to – whether it's getting rid of the ball faster, which you kind of mentioned, or we've seen the sidestep that Brady was so good at. Darren points that out quite a bit. What is it that the opposing quarterbacks are doing to get away from the pass rush that the Titans throwing at them?
Well, I think the first idea is the most significant. You know, the ability for these quarterbacks to get the ball out of their hands quickly is due to game planning and understanding the opponent that they're facing. You know, the Titans defense, as I said, they're not a huge man-to-man press cover team. There's been a lot of zone coverage, so that gives the ability to a quarterback to take the short, you know, snap and go quickly with the ball as of where trying to get the ball down the field where he would end up holding it longer and allowing the pass rush to get home. I think, you know, this situation rings a lot to me when I think of Dick LeBeau. Back in the day, there was a conversation that I once had with him, and he told me, you know, when you face a lot of quarterbacks that are not Tom Brady, that are not, you know, significant in their game plan of how they approach the situation, I guess I can put it, they get greedy, you know, and a lot of these guys take deep shots when they're not there. But when you get a good quarterback that comes out and understands what the defense is giving him, like a Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady, they're going to get the ball out of their hands quickly and allow their playmakers to make the play. And they'll take it the whole game. They're never going to get gritty. They're going to live within their scheme and their game plan and understanding who they're facing. And that's going to hurt that defense because the defense is always going to think bend but don't break. But those short, snappy passes – are the ones that kill you, get you down there, keeps you on the field. You know, I think we were all expecting as media personnel for this Pittsburgh Steelers passing offense to be significant in this game plan. But at the same time, I don't think I took into consideration their pass game taking up the time of possession that it took up. Why? Because they were getting the ball out of the hands fast, and they were short, quick passes that are a lot similar to runs. So, you know, that kept their time of possession at 6-7 minutes a drive. Those things are significant, you know, and when you're trying to beat a team that is as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers, not only on offense but defense, time of possession is going to kill you if you're the Titans. So those things are, you know, significant for the sake of looking at it. I really feel like, you know, back to your original question, that this is a game plan situation for opposing quarterbacks to come in and know that the Titans will be in a soft coverage and they can get the ball out of their hands fast and create a major situation for the Titans defense.
I brought this up with you yesterday on our Facebook show, but when I watch Corey Davis, when I've watched him this year, there's a different type of confidence with him, and I know you've seen that too. He had the touchdown yesterday. He's not racking up all the yards all the time, but he's making the play when they need him to make the play. Is some of that just he's gotten out of his own way, he's gotten out of his head, and is some of it just the pressure's lifted because he knows that everybody's going to think AJ's number one, and he's more comfortable in his role.
Okay, well, let me be completely transparent with you here, Chase. You know, as a former player, there was a certain time of my career that I was, you know, hearing things about myself in the media and about my approach to the game. You know, you hear things from your family and friends about your team and your situation. So, you know, at one point in time, I just felt like, you know what, forget it. Let everything go, Nate. Go out there. You're going to be in the weight room. You're going to be the first one in the weight room, the last one out of the weight room. You're going to be the first one in the meeting room, the last one out of the meeting room. You're going to be the first one on the field and the last one off the field. And my sense of urgency mentally and just focused in. And I truly feel like this is kind of the situation with Corey. Also, in all honesty, with his contract situation. You know, I'm pretty sure he's tired of hearing, was he worth the first-round draft pick? What does he mean to the Titans? Now AJ's here, and that makes, as much as it may give some relief to Corey to have AJ on the other side, I'm pretty sure it also is driving a fire to say, hey, look, I know we got AJ Brown. I know he's great, but don't forget about me. I bring something to this table too. I believe in myself being a number one receiver. And I believe that that's the chip that I see on Corey's shoulder right now. I see a chip that's going into a contract season, has heard the speculation about his game, has now put himself in position to say, you know what? I don't care what they say about me. I'm going to go out here and let it all hang out. Leading it on the field, and everything afterwards, we're going to deal with accordingly. This is a guy that I've seen not necessarily boost his confidence, but release it. He's finally releasing his confidence to focus in on the game and go believe in what he can bring to this Titans offense.
He's Nate Washington. He's former Titans wide receiver, Steelers wide receiver. Nate and TD Friday nights at 6. Hey, Nate, appreciate it as always. Talk soon.
My guys, appreciate y'all, man. It's always love. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. He is Nate Washington, and good insight there with not only the receivers, but the rest of what we saw yesterday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They win that game 27-24. We'll have more coming here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.